Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. Many potions and products promise to recapture a person's youth. But for Oklahoma-born musician Graham Colton, appearances had nothing to do with that desire to reclaim his past. The 32-year-old has matured as an artist, but he also found himself wanting for that feeling he had when it was all brand new. As you're about to hear in this audio profile by KGOU's Jim Johnson, it seems like Colton has found his resolution.
Man, it's like, how do I tell my story in a, it's like a Twitter feed or something. I need it in like, what is it, 140 characters or less. That's tough because there's been so many, I don't want to say peaks and valleys, but there's been a lot of twists and turns. Once was a story about a young boy. I'm Graham Colton. I am defined as a singer-songwriter, although I like to be called a songwriter slash singer. I mean, singers are always, I think of like vocal acrobatics or some of the best singers of all time, and I just don't feel like I fit in that category. I think I'm finding my voice album by album, song by song, but I think as a songwriter, I think that's something that I'm pretty comfortable saying, yeah, I'm a songwriter. I was 16, you were walking out of the red, blue, and white. I started here in Oklahoma. I went to Heritage Hall High School, and it's right around the time when Napster was really happening. So I really benefited a lot from people sharing my music. And by the time I got to college down in Texas, I had a little website because I was starting to play coffee houses and bars down there. And all of a sudden, I had people emailing me from different parts of the country asking when I was going to go on tour playing my songs. My sophomore year, I got asked to go on tour with two bands that were hugely helpful, still are. One's The Counting Crows. Two is a band called Better Than Ezra. Both asked me to go on tour midway through my sophomore year, and I really haven't stopped since. A lot's changed since then, but I feel like, in a strange way, a lot of what I've tried to do, not only creatively, but in terms of just managing my own career, is an effort to find that feeling that I had when I was first starting to write songs, just because it was so effortless, not in terms of success, but it was an effortless thing to, you write a song, you put it out there, and it takes you places. And having done this now about 12 years, I don't want to sound too cynical, I don't mean for it to, but you lose a little bit of that as each year passes. So this record for me was really trying to put myself in a position to feel that again. And the way I had to do that was basically tear everything down that I was used to doing and make myself the most vulnerable I could. That has, I think, proved to be a successful experiment for me. The record's called Lonely Ones. It was released January 21st. I did it myself. And I felt like that making it, in a good way, though. I felt isolated. And I think this group of songs, these 10 songs, they just felt like this thing that I had captured that I'll never capture again. First thing was really trusting my producers, trusting my friends and people that have known where I've come from. And the first thing they told me to do was drop the guitar. Don't write a single song on the guitar. Don't bring it to the studio. And that was terrifying. So pretty much every song was either written on a keyboard or it was written without an instrument, where I relied on my bandmates to make noise in the studio, and the noise became melodies, the melodies became lyrics, and the lyrics became songs. And that was pretty cool. Now you're looking for your color scheme, and you're locked in, but you hold the key. It don't matter what you're waiting for, and we'll keep running through the open door. And what you running from? Did you think you were the only one? There's a song on the record called Hands Untied, which has kind of risen to the top for me, not only lyrically, but I think the energy that it has sort of represents, I don't know, I think a new energy that I feel. I've kind of discovered this new place, and I'm not afraid of it, and, you know, I'm diving in head first. You know, the show, the tour that we're on right now is... it's so different. It requires more of me. It's a challenge. It's not just me up there with my acoustic guitar strumming along. So these things happen on stage that are like brand new every night. And that's why I keep doing this.
That was songwriter and singer Graham Colton sharing the story of his new album, Lonely Ones. It's material he'll debut with his band tomorrow night at the Bricktown Music Hall before a hometown crowd. You can find details of this performance in the event listings on our website, kgou.org.